What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, today I'm not going to talk about a lot of MGTOW philosophy or anything like that, talking about girls, maybe a little bit, but today I'm going to tell you guys something right now. There's one reason why I love being a MGTOW, because I like my toys. I like cars. I like dirt bikes and stuff like that, four-wheelers and stuff like that. I don't have any anymore. I sold them. But the first thing, my first toy that I've always loved my entire life are guns. I love my guns. And today I'm going to share with you guys my gun collection, okay? Because I've gotten so into it recently. I want more guns. I just like them. I just like to shoot them. It makes me happy. Every time I pop off a round and I shoot something, I shoot at my target, it's fun because it's a sport. Really, shooting guns, it's a sport. I like going out with my friends sometimes, you know, and competing with my friends and see how fast and how accurate we can shoot. I had a blast when I was taking my security guard training and I was doing my shooting test. I had a fucking blast with all the drills. I had a blast. I didn't take up on the security guard job because I don't like to work nights. That's just not my thing. I hate working nights. But let's go on with my gun collection, my toys. Now, first gun I'm going to share with you guys today is my Taurus Ultralight. Yeah. Ultralight. Very, very light gun. Compact. 38 Special. Pretty accurate gun. I'm going to do a little upgrades here pretty soon. I'm going to put one of those Crimson Lasers on here. But this is a very good gun, though. Never had any goddamn issues with this. Never. But here is the Taurus Ultralight, right here. That's one of them. We're going to start with the pistols here today. Okay, and here's my other compact pistol. And this is a Caltech P3AT. Some of these are pieces of shit. You know, I mean, this thing gives me some stuff, you know, gives me some fucking problems, you know what I mean? From time to time, but you know, it's still a good pistol. It's a good backup pistol when you need it. What? For $150, you can't go wrong with this. You cannot. I'm gonna do some upgrades to this pistol as well. I'm gonna put a Crimson, laser on here. Make it a lot more accurate. Because the sights on this fucking thing is just, it just sucks. It really does. It sucks a big one. I mean, you really have to be like 3 feet, like 3 feet away from somebody to actually hit somebody with this pistol. I mean, Jesus Christ. Here's this other one right here, another compact pistol. This is a Sky CPX-1. 10 rounds, it's a 9mm, but fits in your pocket, no problem. But for $300, you can't go wrong with it. This thing's functions, correctly and everything. It's just perfect. Perfect little handgun. Here's my pride and joy right here. One of my pride and joys right here is a 44 Magnum Taurus. Right here. 44 Magnum. This thing, man, I could shoot this thing with one hand. I was afraid of this gun when I first bought this gun. I was afraid to shoot it. Because I see on YouTube and all this crap, on these gun channels and stuff, a lot of people are getting their heads beaten in because this fucking thing like fucks like a mule and just fucking people just hit their heads. But no, it's not so bad at all. They have the muzzle brake right here, so there's less recoil on these things. I was surprised I could shoot this thing with one hand. And I got really comfortable with it. Well, yeah, at first when I bought this gun, I was afraid of it. $500, you can't go wrong, you know. It's not a Smith & Wesson, but it is a Taurus. And Taurus, they make pretty good guns, too. Here's my other pistol, my Smith & Wesson SD9VE. Right here. This would have been my duty pistol if I decided to take on the job of being a security guard, but I didn't. It's a nice little piece. I hear that Smith & Wesson got sued because they copied the same design as a Glock, and they did not buy a patent. So Glock sued them and said, you know what? Every pistol that you sell, you owe us $10. Every pistol you sell. So yeah, this is pretty much a Glock. It feels like a Glock, it shoots like a Glock. I even upgraded the trigger. And this thing runs smooth. Real smooth. Yeah, for $300, you can't go wrong with this. And I hear that this pistol right here, it's in every fucking goddamn police evidence locker room because they are so cheap and they're out there, and a lot of criminals, they love this pistol. A lot of them, they love this pistol. A lot of crimes have been committed because of a pistol like this. But it's a nice pistol for its price. It's a nice pistol. Now let's move on to rifles. I got my Marlin 22 here, long rifle. This was the first rifle, this first gun I've ever had. My dad bought this for me on Christmas when I was about 12, 13 years old. He bought this for me. And this is a nice, smooth, operating 22 long rifle. Good for hunting, good for just fucking around, you know, shooting stuff. Very good rifle. This is a 22 Marlin, right here. Very nice, I like it. Now we're gonna get on to one of my favorites right here. This is an SKS. It's similar to an AK-47, but semi-automatic. A rifle, and it shoots way straighter than an AK-47. Way straighter. If I was gonna do any type of marksman skills, like, you know, from far away or anything like that, I would choose an SKS over an AK-47. Because an SKS, oh man, this gun, man, oh, I shot things from miles away with this damn thing. It's so accurate. The only thing I don't like about it is that it only carries 10 rounds, and it has those stripper clips. And sometimes these stripper clips, man, they are hard to fucking put in there sometimes. But when you're far away from your enemy and you want to shoot something, well, you know, this is the way to go. Right here, this SKS. Right here, I bought this for about $150. I had to get me one. Yeah, there's that rifle. Then I'm gonna go on to shotguns. Yeah. This one right here. 12 gauge. Escort, Turkish made. A lot of law enforcement uses this shotgun. I don't know about the military, but law enforcement definitely uses this shotgun. Right here. This was my very first gun that I've ever purchased at a gun store myself. This is my very first gun. This was only like $400, but this thing, when you shoot this fucker, it bucks like a goddamn mule. I swear to God, when you shoot this so many times, you're gonna get a bruise on your shoulder. I don't care if you wedge a piece of cloth or a padding, you're still gonna get a bruise on your shoulder or a red mark with this damn thing. God, this thing bucks like a goddamn mule. And I can convert this to a pistol grip because I have the pistol grip somewhere lying around here somewhere, but you know what? When you shoot this thing with a pistol grip, oh my fucking god, man, it hurts. It hurts really bad. It'll give you arthritis right away. But there you go. There's my escort right here. Okay, and I'm gonna move on to my other rifle that I love very much. This is a SETMI assault rifle. This is a Spanish assault rifle right here, a SETMI. It's pretty much a G3, H&K G3. This is a 308. Yeah, accurate as hell for a very big caliber of a round. Yeah, you can be on point every single time. You can follow up on shots and everything with this rifle. But this is one of my favorites. I bought this for about $500. Nowadays, man, these rifles nowadays, they are just going up in value, man. I'm just glad I got them in time when they were so relevancy, you know, like really cheap at the time. You know, it's just like, God. But yeah, this is a whole lot of fun to shoot right here. That gun right there, one of my favorites. And here is my second favorite gun right here. You guys probably know what this is. This is a ranch rifle. This is the Mini 14. It's got the bipod and everything. It's got the scope and the scope mount. You know, I don't have to use the scope. I can use my my iron sights. There's a little hole right there I can look through. But yeah, this thing is a whole lot of goddamn fun. It has a foldable stock. This gun was expensive when I bought it at the time. I paid like $1,000 for this. But at the time, they were very popular. Yeah, this is a Ruger Mini 14. One of my favorite rifles out of all the bunch right there. And last, and definitely not least, my pride and joy right now, my AR-15. Has the light and everything. Just not a laser pointer. I haven't put a laser pointer on there. It has a tactical scope. Has a tactical, optical sight here. I can't really show you that because it won't show up on the camera. Well, yeah, AR-15. You can't go wrong with an AR-15. This is a 5.56 round caliber, and this is my pride and joy right here. I plan on buying more guns in the future because I love guns and I like to shoot them. They're pretty much my toys. But they're a lot of fun. You can even ask Zangotti. He has guns himself. You know, they are very fun to shoot. But this is why I like being a MGTOW. I like having toys like this because when I go to the gun store, I'm not being nagged at or anything. I don't have a woman in my way and say, "No, no, no! Don't buy a gun! Don't buy that! Don't buy this! Don't, you don't need no ammo! What do you think's gonna happen in this country?" And blah blah blah. Nah, what they're really saying is, spend money on me. Spend money on me. Nope. Sometimes I feel like a nut. Sometimes I don't. You know. I like these guns. They're fun to shoot. And if the country ever gets tyrannical, I could defend myself. So yeah, that's my gun collection so far. I plan on buying more guns. My family hates on me a lot They're like, you don't need all those guns. You know, when shit hits the fan, you're only going to take one. I was like, yeah, but I still have options. I can go and bury them somewhere or stash them away somewhere, and I have options. One could be a sniper rifle. One, I could be a, you know, the one that I take to battle with me. And besides that, if I have a friend that doesn't have a gun, I can arm him or her, whatever. I'll be damned if anybody's gonna take my guns away from me, my toys away from me. It's not gonna happen. That's why I'm MGTOW. I have all these guns because there was no fucking woman in my goddamn way to tell me, no, 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 don't go over there and buy a gun. No, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. I plan on buying more. So that's my gun collection. I know a lot of you MGTOWs out there have your own gun collection. Why don't you share yours? That'd be cool. I'd like to see what you have. But so far, this is my gun collection. And I'm happy to share this with you guys out there. Because this is what MGTOW is about, you know what I mean? I could take all these guns out tomorrow, and I could shoot them at the shooting range anytime I want. And if you want to blow some steam, shooting a gun at the shooting range, it's perfect. It's perfect. And then you go home, you feel good, you sleep like a baby, you forget about all your problems. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.